Hey there, everyone. Methaniel here. Welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast. And Tag's sick today, so he's not with us. Instead, we have a special guest, a good friend of ours, Arden, to, you know, fill in that spot. But again, spoiler warning for all of you, we do, again, talk about the next episode. Whenever I give you the signal, you can go ahead and jump to the 25 minute and 15 second mark if you don't want to hear about that. So, yeah, enjoy the podcast and take it easy, folks. And oh my god, these caramels are so delicious.
I just have Bark Troop beer.
I made like 3 pounds of caramel last night.
What?
Yeah, that's not normal.
Actually, that's
a... Hey, what you doing? Oh, nothing. Just, you know, making 3 pounds of caramel at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's at 3 a.m.
It wasn't at 2 a.m. It was at like 8 p.m.
Still okay, pretty normal, or abnormal.
Yeah, so look, 3 a.m. for me this morning, I was sitting in my friend's jacuzzi, and it was, like, just above freezing out here, so...
Oh, I bet that felt wonderful.
Oh, it did. It really did.
Till you got out.
Yeah, when we got out, it was fine for a little bit, because it was, the jacuzzi was so nice, and all of a sudden, it just froze on you, and you're like,
Maximum shrinkage!
Yeah, actually, I have to say... Not the best part about the jacuzzi is like that mad dash from the jacuzzi to grab your towel and get inside.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It will wake you the fuck up. Because you're so relaxed in the jacuzzi, just like, oh, like about to fall asleep. And then it's just like, gotta go.
I do that in my pool.
See, no, what happened was is that we were watching the entire first season of Chuck, which my friend is in love with. And I'd never seen until yesterday, last night, and it was really good. I really like Chuck. And so all of a sudden, I was like, okay, we should probably get to bed. It's like 2:30, and we sat there for a half hour, just neither of us could sleep. And so it's like, you want to go to the jacuzzi? Isn't it just above freezing outside? Yeah. Sure.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's literally, that is the best time to get in a jacuzzi.
And that's how I feel about it.
You know, like the jacuzzi commercials where it shows like snow all up around the little jacuzzi and it's just like melted in on it. Oh.
Yeah, that's the best time.
It was really nice. We're sitting there going, what about the neighbors? Because we weren't exactly talking quietly. And he's like, man, I hate my neighbors. Okay. And I was like, okay, whatever. Come back inside afterwards and it's just like, man, we still can't sleep. Want some alcohol? Yeah, all we have is hard stuff. No. I'm not a hard alcohol person. I drink beer.
Really? You don't do, like, liquor in that?
Not really. I'll do a shot every now and then with some friends at, like, a party or something. But other than that, no.
Huh.
Anyways, again, I am sorry also to cut in on this, even though I'm the one talking the most. I did only get an hour, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and say, welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast. Da, 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 da.
Yay.
Yeah, that's about all I got. So, as you've heard, there's another voice, and there's no Tag. Tag, unfortunately, is still sick. Much more sick than he was previously. From what he says, he can't really talk all that well right now. So today it is just Lobine, myself, and our friend Arden. And yeah, so say hello.
Hi there. And I'm just getting over from being sick, so this is small world.
Yeah, you don't sound quite as bad as you did previously.
So. Nah, it's just the sniffles now, pretty much, and some coughing. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all. But yeah, so Tag will probably be joining us on the next episode, I hope.
Hopefully.
As long as he's not
speaking
sick.
Speaking of, I just got out of being sick. I'm still got, like, sniffles, and I probably sound different.
Am I the only person in the community that just doesn't get sick?
I haven't been sick
like
for
I
the
said,
longest
I get sick about once a year.
Twice,
I get this theory for Christmas, where if I have a good Christmas, I get sick or hurt. Or if I'm healthy, I have a terrible Christmas.
Oh.
That just sounds so depressing.
That's how it was for my birthdays growing up. Oh God.
So that's why when everyone's like, "Hey, it's Christmas, why don't you cheer up?" I'm like, "No."
I'm gonna get sick,
If I get
man.
happy, I'm gonna get sick or I'm gonna break my damn arm.
You're just jinxing yourself. Just let loose one time and see what happens.
I have.
Or try it
The year I let loose, I broke both my wrists.
Oh God.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, this latest episode, absolutely amazing. Much better than I thought it was going to be.
I don't know. It was definitely a good episode, but
Yeah, you sound like you have mixed
might
feelings
be
there.
able to color me a little bit. I don't know. It didn't really. I guess I was a little too hyped for it in a way. I
Yeah.
thought they would have went a different way with it than what they went with, and I was like, this is not what I was expecting at all, and I'm not sure if I like it. Definitely a good episode though, but I was kind of hoping for something else.
Yeah.
Indeed.
What about you, Ard? Since we all know you're a big Applejack fan.
Apple, I'm a huge Apple family fan. Apple Bloom's taken first place for me. I like the premise coming from it strikes me on a personal note. But the climax really just anticlimactic for me.
Oh yeah, I can totally agree with that.
So I would say it's another solid episode, but man, it needed work in that last act.
Yeah. The favorite part of the episode for me though was the pinky stash, which I'm sure you'll
Yeah.
agree with me here, Math, and the fanfic part with Rarity and Rainbow Dash.
Oh God. But yeah, no, the Pinky Stash, I was actually kind of happy on that because of, that commercial that had been airing with the Pinky Mustache, the first showing of it when they were, still making the plan and everything. And then them God, my brain is just not working today.
Brain, what are you doing? Brain, start.
Did you guys both watch this at like 7 when it first aired in the morning?
Oh no, I was out doing stuff. I
I
watched it at
watched it at
like
like 5 p.m. because I was up too. I'm like, oh hey, new episode. I don't really care. Like this is
Yeah.
odd. I would be watching this right now.
Yeah, I was off doing other things until right about 1 o'clock, which is when I got to watch it.
Yeah, I think that was about the time when well, 1 o'clock your time, so that'd be what, 10 o'clock my time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the time when I watched it, so.
I don't know. I'm kind of having an issue with this episode to where I can't remember that much of it. I'm
Really?
trying to think back. Like, yeah, I can remember it, but I can't remember like all that much of it because I remember something with Pinkie Pie and the party cannon, but I can't remember what she was doing with it. I know she got shot down by Applejack, but I'm like, what was she trying to do with that?
Yeah, that was the whole thing of her trying to make a plan for the whole life-saving thing.
Yeah.
I'm
But
noticing this episode really isn't all that memorable all of a
I
sudden. We're
think
not.
for now. Sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly agree with you on that. It wasn't all that memorable, but it had some really good parts. Now, okay, here's one. I was actually thinking of this the whole time while watching it. The kind of half 3D animation thing. Did that irritate either of you as much as it did me?
No.
Really?
Which in specific? I'm sorry.
You're talking about the Timberwolves and how they're
Yes.
animated. No, actually, believe it or not too long ago, I just finished watching on Netflix The Rescuers Down Under, and they do a very similar thing with the poachers' gigantic, I guess I want to say battle wagon almost.
The Jeep, yeah.
Yeah. And I actually, while at first it's a little jarring, but again, I just watched the whole Wesker. So for me, it really wasn't that much of a change, and I kind of enjoyed the little bit of a switch.
Well, I mean, I could understand that with that, because theirs was actually, CG animation. But you can't do that with Flash. Flash has no form of 3D animation.
I don't know, it didn't bother me that much.
It
Yeah,
just,
no.
it looked so out of place.
I was a little jarring at first, and I can see where you're coming from. I really can, but it didn't bother me. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a cartoon purist, because there's a lot of other shows I've seen that have done the same thing where they mix the 3D and 2D animation thing, and it just irritates me.
Oh, I can't stand that in anime and stuff like that, but for here, I just didn't mind it.
I
Yeah.
don't know. But that's my two cents.
Indeed. Well, what did you guys, I guess, think about the writing specifically?
Elaborate.
Well, in every episode, you know how there's like the writing, the story, pretty much the how it flowed, how the story flowed. What did you guys think of it? Did it work for you guys? I guess
Yeah,
is what I'm
I
trying to
mean,
ask.
it wasn't a bad episode, certainly not, and the dialogue was actually really good in this one. I don't know. I won't go as far as to say it's in my top episodes kind of thing, because that's reserved for the likes of Discord and the Royal Canterlot Wedding and stuff like that. But it definitely was better than a lot of other episodes, I'll say that much.
Yeah, I would say so, especially if you're looking back on the other two seasons.
I'd agree, yeah, especially if you look back in the other two seasons. But as far as how the episode flowed, like from one scene to the next with the story, it was pretty good, but they've definitely done better in the past.
Oh yeah. It was written the storyline was written by Dave Pulsky, who did Over the Barrel from season one. It I don't know what he did from season two. The teleplay was by Meriwether Williams, and they both have done. Meriwether Williams did Wonderbolts Academy, and so I mean, both very well. I just don't think this is their best one. Then again, Meriwether's been all over the board. She also wrote, in my opinion, the worst episode.
And which one would that be?
That'd be Dragon Quest. I can't stand that one for a My Little Pony episode. I just.
I don't know. It was okay. I absolutely loved a few parts in it, like the part where Spike's running away and they're all making the creepy faces waving.
I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that?
No,
That
I
was like the
don't.
best part.
Really?
Oh man.
Huh.
And then Rarity's like, was it Rarity? Yeah, I think Rarity was like, we're following him, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that scene, yeah. That was a good scene.
Yeah. That one just like stands out in my mind every time I think about that episode. And of course, like Crackle and the face.
Yes, Crackle. Oh my God.
Crackle was awesome. I just hated how the teenagers were portrayed. And it's like, I mean, it's not just like the whole jerk we do teenagers that I got bullied by in middle school and high school type stuff. It was, they're talking about murdering a bird pretty much. And it's like, no teenager would realistically do that. I mean, that's just really you're gonna pull the whole just total like no regard for life card kind of thing.
I'm
No,
going
that
to go ahead
just took
and
away from
say
it.
most instead of.
Well, I mean, they were. I can understand where they're coming from because they were trying to portray that, teenage peer pressure bully kind of attitude.
Game off too
Yeah.
strong.
But I think it would have been also cool to have like another standout dragon there, not just Spike being the only other one.
Yeah, I just think that one came off much too heavy-handed, I guess. I prefer subtlety.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see where you're coming from on that. Just, yeah.
Oh, but drawing this back to this episode, I guess this is the new one's the one that is the focus. Am I right?
Kinda.
Yeah, but
Kinda.
you can always reflect back on older episodes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm new to this. Yeah, I think this one is definitely much. It's very solid for season three. I don't think I would actually say it's probably one of the lower quality ones for season three. I
Yeah.
would say. Yeah.
Season 3 has kind of been stepping the game up a little bit. Not as much as season 2 did, but they're of course adding in a lot more fan mentionings and that kind of stuff. Which I know for some reason that I cannot understand whatsoever, people are getting upset about.
I've enjoyed every single reference they've made.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
me too. It's one of those where it's like, give us what we want. We're the consumers. We're right. Why are you giving us what we want? We don't want that.
It makes no sense, and
It's.
I get that at Target still.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh,
See,
I
anytime people talk about that, I always just think of that I'm leaving the fandom YouTube video.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'll link it on the Tumblr whenever this gets posted. But
I
you're
haven't seen it.
really
Gotta see
no.
it, dude.
I have not seen it. You'd be surprised how little to do with the fan base I actually have.
They're throwing pandas
What?
it's you just have to see it to understand what's going on.
Wow. I really need to, I guess. It sounds crazy.
It's pretty funny. 10 out of 10, watch on a daily basis.
Yeah, so any other thoughts on the most recent episode, or should we move on?
A real quick one. I mean, just the whole, I guess what was the thing when I was writing it up for another community? I wrote up a review again. It really strikes me on a personal note because I owe a certain somebody a lot, pretty much everything what I have right now for what he did, for he helped me so much during a very difficult time in my life. And I owe him so much. I do the whole thing where like you essentially save my ass and let me do this for you. And he's constantly saying no. He goes by the name of Kilpatrick. And I think you guys have heard me talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of strikes us on a very personal note, considering that how close it mimics it. Albeit you don't see me attaching to him, trying to do every single chore, I mean, labor task. I offered to get him like he wanted Counter-Strike Source, and I got it for him just because he didn't have the money, and plus it was on sale, and I owe him. And no matter how much I do to him, it won't pay off that debt. It just struck me as a very personal thing, which I like. I like how the writers have made this really relatable, I guess.
I can kind of relate to that, obviously not on a level that you can, because I haven't had a debt that I haven't been able to repay, but I have definitely been in positions sort of like that.
Yeah, I think everyone can relate to one some way or another on the receiving end or otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so well, kudos to the writers for making all these episodes that people can relate to and all that one way or another.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So, I don't know. Allow us to move on to the next episode. Ha ha! And I don't. Okay, Lobine, you seriously need to link me that website because I still don't have it.
Wait a minute. Let me check it, 'cause I had it brought up on Wikipedia,
The episode
but
list?
synopsis, yeah. And the new one is I secretly looked it up while you guys were talking. And it's the Keep Calm and Flutter On. Need I
Oh,
say
God.
more? Okay, this one's the one that everyone's going to absolutely love or hate it because they're giving us what we want. Yeah,
Okay, hold
so.
on. So spoiler cut here and go.
Okay, obviously, first thing is it's Keep Calm and Flutter On. That is like the best title ever. And it's Discord coming back. I'll just read it off. Princess Celestia. task the ponies with reforming Discord and mischievous spirit of disharmony, but Fluttershy is the only one willing to give him a chance.
Oh. So this is the one that John Delancey was talking about.
Yes.
This is going to be good.
Indeed.
This is going to be good, / folding chair.
Yeah, see, I like this on EQ Day. It says, it looks like the synopsis has popped up now, and assuming Zap2it isn't playing with us, it looks like it's going to surprise the hell out of most of you.
Oh, man.
But, oh, God, I can't even imagine how this is going to be. Like, it's... Anything with John Delancey, you can't tell what's going to happen.
I'm a little bit scared that it'll let me down in a way. Because, I mean,
John Delancey's definitely. There. Yeah. I feel your pain on that
because
one.
Because John Delancey's there. Please. Be good. Please.
He's done great work so far, even in Breaking Bad as a supporting cast. I don't think he would let something be that bad.
Well, no, it's more the writers. Like, if they, you know, and I know they let people improv on the show, because I believe I've heard Tara Strong say that a couple of times, that, you know, a lot of the stuff they have just improv'd. But
I have faith in the writers and the voice actors. I'm just waiting for them to deliver.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping they do.
And animators, for that matter, too. You know, got to give the animators love. Even if you have little mistakes every now and then, your job's one of the harder ones.
Yeah, season 3 hasn't had that many animation errors, I've noticed. Not that many, if any. I can't remember any.
I don't know. I haven't been watching videos that specifically point them out. So, yeah.
Yeah. The only one that I can think of in season 3... oh, God, which episode was that? Crap, I can't even remember which episode it was. But there was one episode where they, you know, there was, like, the bandstand kind of things, and there's all the ponies, like, staring at one thing, and then if you look over to the right, there's this one pony just staring straight at the viewer.
That's fourth wall, man. That's probably on purpose.
I know, but
quite possibly. Oh, mind if I take a crack at how I see this next episode coming up? I used to do this back with another website that we do. We have an official thread, and every single time something comes up, I do a whole writing about how I think the episode is going to play out, and then review.
We've actually been doing that too.
Oh, imagine that! Imagine that. So, first time coming on here. Hey, let's
fit right in. Just you
hey.
Know.
And as much as a ginger can.
God.
So let's see, Princess Celestia. So for whatever reason, they have to. I can't give you a good reason off the top of my head why they have to reform Discord. And it's pretty much literally going to play out as everyone being obviously distrustful of him, and saying no, you can't do that, you can't do that. And Fluttershy, and they do it because they're tasked by the princess, and then for whatever reason, they don't trust him for whatever he has to do, and I think that's going to be fighting off some greater evil. Could be dragons, could be changelings, it could be King Sombra for all I know. I mean, imagine if they brought him back. If they brought King Sombra back, that'd be pretty cool, right?
Rawr, Crystal!
You know, Discord. And for whatever reason, Discord needs the help of the main six, and none of them are willing to help him. And the Fluttershy, of course, being the sympathetic one.
The element of kindness.
Mm-hmm. You know, has to fight the battle of giving a second chance, and of course it will come to pass that she's right, he deserved a second chance, and that's the moral of it all. Even though, personally, I would love it if they give him the second chance and he just screws with them. I would love that.
Oh, you know he's going to screw with them throughout the entire episode.
No, but I mean, they completely destroy the good, quote-unquote, good ending. I would love it to be a very bittersweet ending. That's just me.
Yeah, and you always have to admire writers that will actually end things like that. A lot of animes I've seen have just at the end you just go, Wait, what? So the good guys didn't win?
Yeah. It's like,
oh.
Huh.
Elf and Lead ended on a very bittersweet note.
I wasn't prepared for this. No.
Elf and Lead, yes, it did, but it was also happy.
And it's sad.
It didn't show you who the person was, but you knew who
oh,
it was.
You knew. You knew.
So it was still, you're just like, aww.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love those endings.
Yeah, but I really want... I want to see in My Little Pony episode that just screws with the end. It doesn't leave with a stereotypical happy ending. I want one that's very bittersweet. And I know that's very dark considering given the age.
Well, I was going to say, it definitely won't happen since
no.
It's a children's TV show.
I know. And this is why people do fanfics and why I actually used to write fanfics. But someone write it. Someone write an episode like this where it screws with people. I want to see it. Send it to me.
I kind of think that there is a light at the end of the tunnel for, like, kind of a dark ending episode like that, per se. But it's kind of the way I see it is they could have an episode that ends like that and just makes you go, like, what? It's like a cliffhanger. But I only seen that with this show. I only see that working on a season finale to where they can pick it up later on in the next
season. Yeah.
Kind of like
oh, man.
Fat Am.
Like, if they made it to where the season finale for this season was just a huge cliffhanger, oh, that
oh,
would
man.
Just kill so many people.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
With how crazy people were going from, you know, between last season and now just because of the length of time that it was, if they did a cliffhanger, oh my god, people would just be dying.
It'd be
man, everyone would be freaking out for sure. I kind of feel like some people would, everyone would be trying to figure out what happens. Like, you think they did it? Do you think they did it? Like, kind of like that someone would eventually get it right. And then they, when they actually like showed it and he's like, I was right. He'd be like, I showed you. I told you.
That, and it would cause, I guarantee you, it would cause so much fan fiction just
it,
based
it really
around
would.
That episode.
It's
like,
if it boom,
happened.
Everywhere.
Well, Dave, that could be a possibility. We could have a cliffhanger ending, because it looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, investment documents for DHX Media's 2012 financial year indicate that that Hasbro has also been paid to produce a fourth season.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, too. So, yes,
yeah.
Four, it's pretty much a yes.
Yeah, I hope that it comes out in latter spring, you know, so that way you don't have to wait a full six months,
yeah.
Yes. Actually, that way it'd be coming out just in time for the new EQLA in May.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I was guessing, my personal guesstimate was like a March, April release.
Maybe May at the latest.
Hopefully May at the latest.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's June.
And, here's one to... discuss here. We don't get our next episode next weekend.
Oh, I'm seeing that.
The 19th.
Well, I guess that makes sense, because you remember last year we didn't get an episode during Christmas time. I remember that.
Yeah, because they did it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, okay.
We're not going to have a whole lot to talk about for the next couple weeks.
Next weekend. Yeah.
We'll
and the fact that this is coming off right after all the holidays. Oh, man.
You
maybe we'll have a podcast where we talk about games and, like, maybe fanfics and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the fanfic things I'll have to leave up to you guys. Because, like I said previously, I don't really read fanfics. It's just not my thing.
As of lately, I haven't either, but I've had some old ones that I've read that I still feel like if you ever go to read fanfics, you should definitely give these a try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's definitely the kind of thing where you're not going to get around to all of them, so always, 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 if you've got something like that, you know, tell people.
Yeah, I used for everyone. Go, tell, spread the word.
I don't read them either anymore. I used to write them, too, so I guess that's the ironic part. I don't read them, yet I write them a bit. Kill me.
Alright, so what happened? I dropped my toothpick. My life is over.
It is. We're gonna kill you.
Oh, my knees. Oh, that hurt. And the cord is all messed up in my mic here. Damn, I can't find my toothpick, which is really gonna suck because I always walk around my room barefoot. So I'm gonna end up stabbing a
Oh
toothpick into my
man.
foot.
Oh man, no. Dude, I had this big jar of toothpicks that I knocked over on my carpet, and I spent like an hour trying to get them all up, and just for the next 2 weeks I would randomly step on my carpet and get poked.
Oh yeah,
Terrible,
it hurts
terrible.
really bad.
Yeah, it does. You like pull it out. Oh yeah, there's blood. Cool.
I've had that happen with glass and actually an X-Acto knife.
Ooh, an X-Acto?
Yeah, fortunately it didn't like go straight into my foot. I just cut along the
Yeah.
blade and but it hurts so much.
I think the worst one that I had along the lines, oh, found the toothpick. Along the lines of a blade per se was this one time, let's see, this was my freshman year of high school. I went and I stayed over at a friend's house over the weekend, and it was a Sunday, and his mom always gave me a ride to work, or work, god damn it, to school in the mornings. Anyway, so, I just took my stuff over there. I was like, I'll just wake up and go to school on Monday. And so I took a cheapo little disposable razor with me to shave. And, I go to school and it's in my backpack and it gets bounced around. And I go to reach into my backpack for a roll of duct tape. I always had duct tape on me in high school. And the razor had broken open and the blade was just kind of in my backpack.
Oh
And
God.
it like sliced up my index finger like a good, half an inch.
Oh
It's
man.
like, ow.
Slices on the fingers are like one of the worst ones 'cause you use your hands and fingers for everything.
Oh yeah, and it was, that little piece right next to the nail, and is just like cut
Oh
back.
man.
So I just like grabbed some nap because this was during lunch, and so I just grabbed some napkins, wrapped it around it, and
Duct
duct taped
tape.
my
I was
fingers
about to say, yep,
up.
that's like the best band-aid ever.
And
super glue, super glue.
yeah, and like so, I go to class and my teacher's like, "What on earth is that about?" I'm like, "Oh, I sliced my finger open." She's like, "Really? Duct tape and a napkin?" I'm like, "I don't have band-aid." She's like, "You could have used electrical tape." I didn't have electrical tape.
What?
No,
No,
that.
electrical tape does not stick to skin like duct tape. You
No,
should.
no, no, no. But it's the fact of the papers on there. Then use the electrical tape because electrical tape can get tighter than duct tape can, so it
Yeah.
holds it on better, more pressure. Therefore, it stops bleeding faster.
Yeah. Though
You'd
I
have
don't
to
think
use it more like a tie than tape then, but yeah, I can see that working.
that's I don't that's fortunately not as bad as what I did in metal shop.
Oh God, I can only
Oh,
imagine.
that metal shop. If it starts with metal shop, it's bad.
No, everyone should take metal shop in high school. Anyone who's listening, take metal shop. It's a fantastic class.
If they offer it, my school didn't
Yes.
have it.
Oh, well, mine did. And so I was cutting off I can't remember what type of metal it was, but for to make a bottle opener on the lathe, right? And so we had this round beam, I guess, bar beam, whatever. And I'm cutting it won't the saw is not cutting through this metal at all, and it's the correct saw. And sure enough, I mean, we're pressing down on it and it's just turning white hot. Finally, it goes away and we dump in water. I pick it up. Yet it turns out it wasn't cold enough yet, and I touched it too a little too close to where the cut was, and index finger, middle finger, and my thumb, and a bit of my palm on my left hand were just blistered. I'm talking like bright, like bulging out. You
Oh,
couldn't
yeah.
move it at all. I go to my next class period afterwards, which was English, and the teacher hated me. Okay, I'm talking like I failed that class. Partially because she hated me. And I know I didn't do a lot of the work. I was a bad student, but I would have gotten a C in the class except for the fact she hated me. Okay, in the class, she wouldn't give me the assignment to do because I was too busy holding my hand in pain, and she wouldn't even give me the assignment I failed in. I'm like, what? You can't do that. I can work. And I'm like crying through the tears and stuff.
Oh,
But
man.
Crying through the tears, yes.
yes,
Yes.
and I almost, and the guy right next to me almost lost a leg due to a torch. Well, cut into his leg due to a torch, and that was fun. Torch
I
dropped in his
just,
lap.
I'm still trying to get over the fact of using a saw for metal rather than just milling it.
It's what the school had.
I was gonna say they didn't have lathes or anything like that.
Oh no, we had lathes and everything, but this was actually cutting off a big chunk of like this thin, well, not this thin, but this round metal, and you had to cut off and things. And this is what the saw was meant to do, but for some reason just wasn't doing it. I don't know. And
Probably the blade was old and worn out.
yeah, probably. It worked eventually. It just cost me the use of my left hand for about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, because I couldn't move it at all.
Speaking of
How
left
bad did
hand,
it
that
blister up?
blister.
Like how big?
Huge. I mean, I can't remember exact size, but it was huge.
Yeah, I remember those. My brother got burned in a house fire that we had, and his hand blistered up to like the size of a baseball bat. You always see them, pictures of them on the internet, and it's like, how is that even possible?
Yeah,
But
that was.
once those burst, your skin feels so much better.
Yeah, except you're
Oh,
not supposed to
see,
burst. You don't.
like, yeah, you really want to lance them, or not you, but a professional, I should say.
I just let them go away.
But no, like, my, oh, what was that? Junior year of high school, I think. I think that was my junior year. My hand was set on fire. We'll just leave it at that. And it probably would have blistered up pretty good if the skin hadn't, melted away.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, you can't even tell anymore. Like it everything was completely superficial. No tissue got damaged, just the skin melted away. But yeah, that definitely hurt. I had to have my hand bandaged with colloidal silver. For probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And like
Man.
the worst part was, about 3 or 4 times a day I had to take the bandage off and take like the little soft scrubby things and wash it. That's just
Cleaning wounds, man.
oh
Terrible.
God, I can't stand it. Like it even it's kind of making me weak now.
My God.
But
Oh man. I
yeah.
honestly, for me, I feel like I'd have a hard time cleaning even someone else's wounds.
Oh yeah.
Oh
Like
man,
well
I feel
and
kind of bad for those people because I feel like I'd rather clean my own wound than their wound.
well,
And I'm sure
especially
even they
someone's.
feel like that, but they know they're helping.
Yeah, but I mean when you're doing someone else's, you got to think, you can't feel the pain. You don't know if it's too hard or too soft or.
Yeah, for sure. That's why constantly in contact. And
Yeah.
that's why you have the some people that try to mask it. They kind of get on their nerves when they're masking it. Like, you got to tell me this.
Yeah, if it hurts, you got to tell me to stop 'cause I may be damaging it.
Yeah, exactly.
Always tie it
But
tight. Always tie it tight.
Oh
yeah,
man.
so games are
Games.
what games are you looking forward to in the near future?
Well, I can tell you what I bought because Steam is awesome.
What did you buy?
All the games.
The
no,
entire Steam collection.
recently I've been playing Chivalry Medieval Warfare. If you have like $12, $16 and it's on sale right now, I highly recommend it. It's pretty fun.
Heard good things about that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing for an
Really
indie developed
stupid
game.
things.
If you're a single player person that doesn't like multiplayer that much, don't play it because it's only multiplayer.
Yeah. But yeah, our games.
Games. No. I've been into Eve as well, you know math. Other than that, I don't have all that much money to be buying new games, the paying for rent and all that stuff.
Oh
But
no, but I mean, what
yeah.
are you looking forward to
What
though?
am I looking forward to? What's coming up? The only thing I'm actually looking forward to is Rome 2 Total War. That's the only game I'm paying attention to that I want.
Ooh, do they have a release date on that yet?
No, it's supposed to be spring, summer-ish, 2013. I would actually
So
need a
quarter
new.
one, quarter two, something like that.
Yeah, I would actually need a new computer to play it though. So, and I don't have the money to get one of those. So it's like, even though I can't wait for it to come out, I know I can't play it. So it's just like.
I was actually thinking about picking up the first one because I had never played it, but someone suggested me to pick up Total War or Shogun Total War or something like that. I don't know. I
Yeah,
don't
that's
know the name exactly.
the very first Total War game to ever come out was Shogun
Yep.
Total War.
Yeah, I was
And
also looking at the Rome one, the first one, and but for future games, let's see. We already talked about the new Amnesia previously.
oh God.
So I guess I'd have to. I think I already talked about Metro Last Light as well. So I'll
Yes.
go on and I'll say BioShock Infinite.
Isn't that the one that's in the sky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Skyscraper.
I'm kind of on the fence about that one. I'm really hoping they kind of redeem the storyline on this one. Like, I know this one really doesn't have anything to do with the previous storylines so much. Except for the fact that it's that dystopian society kind of thing that the past two have had. But I really, really hope they redeem themselves on storyline this time around. Because the first one was great, second one, not so good.
I actually just picked up both of them to play it and get ready for BioShock Infinite. Let's see. I'm fairly sure I talked about Company Heroes 2, so yeah. That's the only other one I'm really looking forward to right now. I can't think of anything.
For console, I guess being a PS3 Sony fan, if Killzone 4 ever comes out, if it ever does,
Yeah,
I'll
I
be
was gonna
picking that up.
say, that's a pretty big if right there.
Yeah, but I mean, they kind of left it on a big, cliffhanger right there. They have to get the next one out. But when that comes out, I'm gonna be getting it. I have to. I'm a huge Killzone fan.
Actually, speaking of like exclusives, there was a PS3 game I believe coming out called The Last of Us that I thought looked really neat. Seemed kind of like an Uncharted-like thing.
Oh, and Heart of the Swarm is drawing ever closer.
Yep, talked about that one last time too, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
March
pick it up.
12th. March 12th, man.
You guys gonna be playing that one without me, I think.
And I'll be gone for some time, 'cause I mean, if there's one thing I love for storyline, the StarCraft franchise has got a great storyline. As far as story writing goes, Blizzard knows their shit, you know?
Dude, I love Blizzard
Yeah.
storylines.
Yeah, it's just it's a damn shame they're charging full price for it, aren't they? $60 or $50?
It's a full game.
Isn't it also just an expansion pack?
It's a full game. Like it's a standalone game. You don't have to have Wings of Liberty to play it.
It's continuing the storyline. It would be kind of like saying you shouldn't have paid full price for. Actually, I don't know if I should talk on that subject because I could be wrong. I was gonna
What?
say kind of like Half-Life 2 Episode 1.
Well, theirs were, like 20, $30 anyway. The episodal Half-Lives are really, really low priced.
And that's why I said I probably shouldn't talk on that
Yeah.
subject.
But I
Yeah.
mean, it's a full game in and of itself. Like it has a full campaign and all that. It adds new units to multiplayer and single player. And like I said, it's a standalone game.
Obviously, new maps and stuff like that too,
Oh
and
yeah.
the fact that, Blizzard provides people with modding tools.
Oh yeah, and the way that they did the maps with the multiplayer on this one, where you could instead of, did you play StarCraft 1 and Brood War multiplayer at all?
Nope, watched it, didn't play it, but I have a
Okay.
general idea.
Well, yeah. For those of you who don't know, if you were playing custom maps, or for instance, like what I like to do, use map settings maps, or UMS for short. You would join a game, and then before it could launch, everyone had to download the map. You know, same with like the Warcraft series. Once you got in the lobby, it would download the map. Well, with StarCraft II, what they did with the multiplayer was you could actually search by map, or you could select one and hit a download button, and it would download it from a Blizzard server, not from the other players. It was fantastic.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, because you didn't have to join someone's game just to download, because back in StarCraft and Brood War, you had problems with people just joining your match, downloading the map, and then leaving. And, you know, you're ready to go. You need one more person to start the game, and they join in, they download the map, and they dip out. You're like, oh, well, fuck. So, and not to mention the fact that you can make a map, upload it to their servers, and it'll show up to everyone else to just download it.
Mm. They'll probably have some kind of credit behind it, too, maybe.
What do you mean?
Like, showing who was the creator.
Oh, I mean, everything that you put into your map description and everything still holds.
Yep. There you go.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be great, because I honestly, they resolved the story a little bit, but they did leave it on a cliffhanger because of the whole, you know, Sarah Kerrigan has now been made human again. What's going to happen to the rest of the Zerg without someone to lead them? Because they don't have the Cerebrits or the Overmind anymore. You know, Kerrigan mm-hmm. pretty much was the new Overmind.
Doesn't she still have command over them, though?
I don't think so.
I think she does. I don't know. I'm speaking from the commercial I saw. I thought I heard her say that. I don't know.
There were commercials?
Yeah, there's commercials, dude.
I
on the Blizzard YouTube server. Or
I don't
server. Web's channel.
Really?
Yeah. I
have to go check that out.
Once you see it, that'll show you. I it's been a while since I watched it, so I can't really draw back on it. But I'm fairly sure she's still in command of the Zerg.
Huh.
Like 80% sure.
Well, I mean, I guess I could understand how that would work, because she was a ghost in the first StarCraft, and therefore had some bit of, you know, psychokinetic powers. And that's kind of how the whole hive mind of the Zerg works, is through telekinesis, or not telekinesis, telepathy and all that.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I could see how that would work.
Go StarCraft.
It's just too expensive for me. And that's it.
That's one of those games where it's like, if I have to save up, I will fucking buy it.
Not for me. I was actually rather disappointed with the first StarCraft, StarCraft 2. I never played StarCraft before. I with Blizzard, my first Blizzard game was Diablo 2, and then Warcraft 3. what happened when it World of Warcraft then, but when StarCraft 2 came out, I was excited as everyone else, and I remember it was I think my senior year in high school that it came out, just what, a couple years ago? I'd say senior year, and for whatever reason, everyone was talking about how it wasn't as good as the first StarCraft game, and I'm like, well, it's fun to me. It works for me.
I cannot disagree with those people more.
No, it's their opinion. But again, with me, I've never played it, so I didn't understand. But the game, honestly, I was kind of hoping for like another Warcraft 3 with all the online maps that people were making. But you just couldn't do it. No one could do it. No one could get like the whole like Lord Helm's Deep type stuff going.
Yeah, they can.
I haven't yet.
They have.
They have.
Those are UMS maps.
Don't know what a UMS is, but
use map settings. It's where you program triggers in and all that. I mean, StarCraft, the original, was one of the most highly customizable RTSs ever made.
Well, what I mean is that you don't have. I guess I just haven't seen the models. Now, I stopped playing this a while back. They could have changed it. They could have added all like the Warcraft 3 models so people could do that. But it just I have yet to
Well,
see.
no, it's not models. You don't change the models. It's all in the programming of the map.
But you still
Like,
have to have models, wouldn't you?
no, because you couldn't change the models in Warcraft 3 either unless you modded your own client version. You can't mod over multiplayer servers like that, not with RTSs.
What I mean is like if you had an example of Warcraft 3 for Helm's Deep, and you had an elven archer, and then you had a different colored elven archer for like human ones and stuff. But for this one, I remember seeing something like that, and they just used ships and whatnot. I'm like, that's not the same. That's
That's because that's what they have to work with.
exactly. But again, that's part of the reason I don't like it because I had, yeah, you know.
So you don't like the fact that it's vehicle based?
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to. It's even though I love the campaign and I love the normal multiplayer, but that only lasted me so long. So when it came to all the customizable maps, there's only a few of them that I could really get into. And again, those just died out rather quickly for me.
Yeah, you definitely got to try a lot of the other UMS style maps, because there's a lot of different ones out there. I mean, especially like the RPG maps. I mean, back when Brood War came out and the Emerald Editor, which was the it was a fan hacked version of the original editor that allowed you to customize even more things with your maps, and that's how the good maps came out. There were a couple of people who made Dungeons and Dragons maps, and I literally mean it, you could play Dungeons and Dragons on this map.
Wow.
Like, you had your hero and you could skill up and all this other kinds of stuff. You got gold from killing things. As the dungeon master, you could fly your ship around and spawn things wherever you wanted, and you could activate different triggers, and
Dude.
you could literally do anything you wanted.
Dude, I played one of those on my friend's account. It is so fun.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Oh,
And
man.
then, like, there's, of course, the different I don't know what you would call the style, but it's like, you constantly have units spawning, but then based on your number of kills and different points and stuff like that, you can get all kinds of other different units. My favorite out of them was a Magic the Gathering based one. You had to pick one of the five colors, and then you could attack the different bases. Of course, they had mass movers and stuff like that, so you didn't have to select your units one by one. You can just go, okay, all my units attack this guy's base, and each one had spells designated by actual spells in the Magic the Gathering franchise that could do different things. And you earned mana over time, and you got mana by killing other creatures and stuff like that. And of course, the end goal was to destroy your opponents. But then there was also the Evolutions maps, which is everyone started, you had a bunker with four Marines that were like super powered Marines that could kill lots of things really easy, low level things at least. Once it got to the higher level stuff, it took a lot more time to kill them. But based on however many kills you had, you would go up through these tiers of different units and everything. And you had a science vessel that could fly around, and wherever that was is where your units spawned. And it was a four-way free-for-all map, and the goal was to destroy the other person's bunker.
Huh.
And yeah, they were very simple yet really fun maps, as as long as you
About to
got one of
say,
the balanced ones.
the start of that sounded a lot like Nexus Wars.
It's very, very similar, actually. Same basic principle, except moving spawn point instead of a stationary spawn point.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that seems really cool, actually.
But yeah, even Nexus Wars is was an original StarCraft and Brood War version. Of course, it wasn't based on Nexuses. It was usually bunkers. But there was, I forget what this one was called too, but it was, very similar, except it spawned at your base and you had the mass movers, or you could move them yourself, and you got to choose between different kinds. You had Zergling, Zealot, and Marines. Of course, Zealots were extremely hard to kill, and there were three levels of each one. It was just so many different maps that were good. And then the RPG maps were good too. Like, there was this one that I played, I believe it was just called Dragon RPG, and there were four classes you could pick from, and then there was an advanced class to each one once you got to a certain point in the map. And it was meant for four people to play and go through, and it was just so much fun.
I kind of what I'm gaining out of this, or want to say anyways, is mods, like moddable games, having games giving the players modding tools more, please.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Like, especially for games that want to end per se. Like, but people keep screaming for more releases. Like, if you truly just want your game to end it, and then give them modding tools, the game will live on.
Indeed.
I mean, well, and that takes us back to like the Source Engine, one of the most easily moddable game engines out there. I mean, there's so many different mods for it. I mean, Counter-Strike Source, I honestly think the only reason that Counter-Strike Source is going to this day, especially since, Cal is no more, is the fact that there's so many mods out there. And people are just constantly able to make different gameplay modes for it, which keeps people interested.
There could be some really good games out there if some other franchises and companies opened up modding tools for their games.
Yeah. Well, and then again, you also got to look at the fact that, consoles, you can't mod console games unless you're, hacking your system, and then it's not modded for everyone else.
Well,
You're just
yeah.
gaining an unfair advantage.
That's why I don't like consoles.
That's actually my main reason for playing PC games ever since I started playing PC games was mods.
Exactly.
I think the very first thing that got me to where I liked PC games over console games was, besides the ability to control things better with a mouse and keyboard, than with joysticks, was Morrowind. The ability to enter the console and just test everything you wanted to test and just mess around with it and have so much fun.
Yep.
No,
I mean,
me was a bit different.
really?
Yeah, I used to be primarily a console gamer, with only playing PC for like RTSs and whatnot, single player games. And then I got internet. Okay, then I got internet. And when I got internet, began playing PC games online a lot more than console games, mainly CSS. Found a community and just all of a sudden met all these guys, got to talk to them. Can't really do that on a console for myself, and yeah. Plus, I have to do God knows how much updating for my PS3. I mean, God, I don't even want to consider how long I have to spend updating.
Finding that brings me to a point. Finding a truly like great community that you can be like dug into the roots of on a console is a lot harder than finding one on a PC.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it's not impossible, but even those communities generally have their roots within the internet, aka
Oh, yeah.
computer.
I mean, typically when you're talking about communities with consoles, it's just, you play a match with a guy, find out he's pretty cool, and you go, "Hey, can I join your clan?" He's like, "Yeah, whatever." And they have a website and a forum, and it's maybe like 15 people.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas, you go and play a game, for instance, we'll just say World of Warcraft, you join a guild, there's like, a few hundred people in the guild for, higher rating guilds and all that. and you've instantaneously have this family of people.
And then on top of that, you got other people to play other games with them, because like from experience, that was one of the main reasons why I come to computer, is I got addicted to WoW and I played it for a couple of years. Anyways, yeah, those people all played like tons of games. I still
Yeah.
play people with games that still play WoW right now. My old friends that I've had for like 5 years and I don't
Yeah.
play anymore, so you just still keep in contact with them. It's like truly, like you said, like nice little tight knit family.
Yeah. And then again, there's also the whole thing of backwards compatibility of consoles, especially with what was it? And I know this one's still just rumors, but the next gen Xbox not having a DVD drive for the purpose of making it to where people can't just burn games and stuff like that. And that also brings it to the point where, well, that means I can't play my old games on it. And Microsoft just goes, "Yep, that's right."
That's what Apple did
Keep your old ones.
with their iTunes. You have to get a new computer. You can't transfer your song lists over. You have to buy it all over again. As far
Oh
as I
man.
know.
Well, you can do it, but
Yeah, I was gonna say
like,
you just log in with your Apple ID.
well, yeah, you log in unless you, well, I guess for as long as it's not on iTunes, you're fine. But if you have a computer and you have iTunes, but you don't have an iPhone or an iPad, then you buy a comic book. Yeah, you have to like uninstall iTunes, put an older iTunes on, get a DMR remover, remove the DMR, and like
No,
have
no,
that
no, no,
backed up
no,
real quick.
no. iTunes took DRM out of their stuff about 3 years ago, dude.
Well, it's still there.
Their music, there's no DRM.
Well, the music, no. Comic books, yes. Videos, yes.
See, and I can't see that because, like, okay, for instance, I purchased the 3 episodes of Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog.
Actually, it might not be videos, but it's definitely comic books. I know this because I bought the new MLP comic off of it, and it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because I purchased Dr. Horrible's when I had my system running XP still, and when I upgraded to Windows 8 and installed the newer version of what you call it iTunes, I could still download my stuff no problem. But yeah, I guess we could go ahead and wrap things up here. It's been right about an hour. So any last thoughts before we head off?
Thanks for having me on. That's
Well, yeah.
yeah.
Anytime, man.
Anytime.
Yeah, if you ever need someone to fill up a spot, give me a call.
I will certainly keep that in mind. So again, for episode 6, this has been Nathaniel.
Loban,
And
Nartan,
there you go. So take it easy, folks.